Musa vinderera qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Dollars Hillcrest residents are bemoaning illegal allocation of land. In African news, furious protests that move to cement Togo ruins are finally grip on power. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Akaumba. Residents of Hillcrest area in Indola have expressed a concern over the illegal allocation of land in the area. This came to light after a named individual and one official from the Indola City Council allegedly connived and illegally allocated the plot where a well fence has been built, resulting in the closure of the road leading to one of the boarding houses in the area. And speaking to Kombon Radio News on site, the students had this to say.
Authorities must take immediate action to address this injustice and ensure that this land issue is handled in all fairness.
And we see this road falls into the highway, and we have a lot of things inside, like the mall, especially the school. And sometimes we get to study at night, and coming back to the boarding house, seeing that we're all females, is very risky. We are risked of being raped or being attacked. It's a concern on our part, seeing that the road has been closed.
By them closing the road, the nearest place where we pass, this will inconvenience us, because we study like at 24, at 22, we're coming back from campus going to our boarding houses, and this is going to be a very big issue for us.
And a senior chief Achiwala of the Lamba speaking people of Masaiti district has accused officials from the lands department at the Ndola City Council as a corrupt.
And where they know they don't have the documentation, they did not follow the procedure, and the many culprits are lands officers. Choose of land a cardinal. Ndola City Council is the same. They also have occupied land where they don't have my consent.
Farmers that are at Riverside at Depot in Kapirimponchi for the 2025-2026 marketing season have threatened to go back with their maize produce owing to lack of empty bags are being provided by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Most cooperatives have lamented to Kombon Radio News that there is a corruption in the giving of the empty bags. Dauphin Mwila, Simon Mutale and Charit Munga have bemoaned the slow process in attending to them. The farmers are also disturbed that they are even sharing one communal toilet and a bathroom with a population of over 1,000 cooperatives. The farmers have complained that they are tired of spending more than 3 weeks at the depot.
Amasaka yashu pakuno apo twaishire to apwise mirongo shiviri amasaka ale isa valetera fye vadava aba matavayenji Number for former cooperative value that Mukalete 10 kilamont newspaper to a design. Number to let you look quicker upon Mirungi tattoo, Bambi, Bidi, so Tapari Chile Kitika. Number not to Tonkan with that. Number to allow to Lashan, you could figure and stand she. Can she then be Batuka Kule for former cooperative to send the Matabayesu to Stishakua my briefcase? You are never allowed to pay a new in the Pantu Tego Tamanati. Tabu to post the Kuaman.
Amasakata wetupea wale pera chawe namba kutiba isanga kuba dipira wadi wadi pira kare amasaka wapea namba fata tuwashi ya pone efe yako yefi njita uki tuise tureji ya kuno so namba tureji chula mwini fionze mila adide isi ya kujia so hapa namba mapange ya kusanga kubwe kila tuweke.
Under efforts to get a comment from the district FRA marketing assistant Owen Mukelabai, who proved that future has his phone was unreachable. Chief Milo of the Lala people in Serenje district, Central Province, has announced plans to expand aquaculture through a large-scale fish farming initiative. Speaking at Chinkumba Palace during a courtesy visit by a delegation from the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, the traditional leaders said newly acquired cages are expected to boost sustainable fish farming in the chiefdom. He explained that though initial efforts were derailed by drought, the arrival of the cages procured with support from the African Development Bank ADB marks a new chapter in developing alternative livelihoods for his subjects. Chief Milo emphasized the need for meaningful engagement and capacity building at community level to ensure long-term success of resource management projects.
And the historical part of what you see there is that we had a program in Lusiwasi there with the help of African Development Bank. I wanted to restock fish there. But because of the drought, Lusiwasi Dam was completely dry. So government wanted to take those fish cages to other water bodies. But I requested through normal procedures and the structures that I need to be given about 30 that you are going to see, because we have a dam which was dug by a family, a single family in the chiefdom.
And in response, the CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalomwape applauded the chief's vision and described the fish farming project as a transformative. Ms. Mwape said the initiative could generate income, create jobs, and elevate the chieftain's development profile. She pledged CEJ's support in mobilizing strategic partners, noting that money chases vision and well-documented plans like those presented by Chief Milo deserve investment.
And coming up with such innovations and initiatives, financing will definitely come. I tell my people at the office to say that, visions do not chase money.
No.
It's money that chases vision. So when it is very clear and well-defined, resources will still come the way. So for us, we are so happy to be here and for the invitation. And we are looking forward to visiting the site, and we can assure you that we'll also call upon other strategic partners to come on board.
Mufulila Zamutundu Wada Councillor Sidikai Mudemba has expressed concerns about the public-private partnership PPP model used for road infrastructure projects in Zambia. Mr. Mudemba warned that the current approach might burden communities in future with a date under infrastructure challenges. He fears that unfavorable partnership attempts could lead to significant debt, compromising the government's ability to fund essential services. He also questioned the durability of roads constructed under the PPP model, citing concerns that they may not meet expected standards.
Financing, we are passing on the budget to the next generation. When we have, maybe probably all of us will be gone, they will be grappling with the same road infrastructure, because the type of roads and the quality being done, we are not so sure that it can stand up to 25 years.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 games, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, rural.